Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs. We do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and we bring this show to you to educate you, to teach you. Frankly, that's what we do. We want to give you the information you need to fight the insurance companies that always try to beat and defeat your injury claim once you've been injured. You know, our typical example, and we deal with it every day, is an automobile crash, you know, truck crash, pedestrian is injured by a hit and run, workers' compensation injuries, motorcycle crashes. And we deal with that every day. And it dawned on Brad and I years ago that people really don't know the area and arena they're about to get into. And it's not something you can just guess at. You have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to be able to navigate the insurance maze. And it's been a surprise to a lot of people over the years that these insurance companies, for the at-fault party, so let's get that straight, the person who hit you, rear-ended you, for example, T-boned you, for example, caused the accident, they were at fault, that insurance company for the at-fault party has a strategy, many strategies, to beat you. It's not just a friendly situation. We said they're your adversary. They're your enemy. And so that's why we bring these shows to you to give you the information you need. They have the information. They're trained by attorneys. They have their own medical doctors. They have their own medical input. And once you've been injured, then you're about to be thrust into an arena you don't know anything about. It's just that simple. And if you're going to be successful, which you can be, you can win this war. But if you're going to win the war, you need to understand the attacks that are going to be placed on you, the attacks on your medical records, the attacks on your injury claim, and you need to know how to defeat those attacks, beat them, and prove your claim. That's one of the reasons we do these shows. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's causes. And if you come into our law firm, you'll get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We have trademark protected that concept. We have written a book called Legal Game Plan. We're going to cover part of it today. So today we're talking about laying a foundation. You know, insurance coverages. How do they work? How do you claim damages? How do you lay a foundation for an injury damage claim? You see these attorneys on TV all the time. They're talking about, come see me, I got a verdict, or I went to see attorney X and he got me $350,000, or I need to know what my case is worth. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that today. So Brad, let's start with liability insurance, and we'll explain what liability insurance is and why it's important to you as an injured victim that there be liability insurance.
Now, any of you sitting out there right now, think about if you caused somebody else injury. If you were in a car crash and it was your fault and you caused somebody else injury and they start getting medical bills and they start getting medical expenses, they start having lost time from work, they start having to buy medications, and their bills are going up 10, 15, 20, 25,000, 30,000, 35,000. How many of you right now have money to pay that? How many of you can go, well, I'll just write out my checkbook, pull my checkbook out and write out a check and pay all that money? And how many of you want to do that out of your account? And in the meantime, you've caused the crash, so you've caused yourself to be injured, and one of your children was in the car with you, and that person got injured, and so you're getting medical help, and that child's getting medical help. So now you have to pay for your own medical bills also. So now you can pull out the $10,000, $15,000 it's going to take to take care of that. Pretty soon you find out that you're into six figures and you're into some dangerous territory. And when you're in that territory, you're going, how do I pay this? Well, how you pay for it is liability insurance. And if you're the injured person, if you've been injured, how you're going to have your injuries paid for to begin with is through your own med pay. Hopefully you're going to have med pay, and you're also going to have it through your own through your UIM or through the other side's liability insurance. So you're going to look at the at-fault party and you're going to say, give me your liability insurance and I want them to pay. And you hope, among all hopes, that they have more than $25,000. Now, I want to just throw in, it seems like when you watch the TV commercials and you watch and you listen to the radio and you listen to all this stuff, that there's not one case out there worth less than, what do you say, $200,000?
200, 300,000.
They're all 500,000, a million, 700,000, 100. I think the lowest I've seen is like 180,000 or something. Well, you know, a lot of times your cases aren't going to be worth that much. And we will take your case for less than 100,000. You don't have to think that if I don't have a big enough case, I can't go see a lawyer. That's wrong. You should see a lawyer regardless of the size of your case. You should see a lawyer to talk to about your case. And, you know, our firm will handle your case. Come talk to us.
You should see attorneys who care, who actually care. Not just run the case through a mill or try to get it resolved or settled as quick as possible, but care about how the injuries have affected you. A legal game plan for how the accident occurred. Your accident. Not just anybody's accident. Not just accidents or crashes in general. Your accident. Your medical history. How this has affected you now and in the future.
And has our firm handled seven-figure cases? Absolutely. Has our firm also handled five-figure cases and four-figure cases? Yes. So don't be shy about coming to see us. We'll talk to you. We'll get a game plan to put together for you. An attorney is going to represent you, and we're going to give you top-notch, dedicated representation. So getting past all that, liability insurance is important is you're hoping the other side has liability insurance, and you're hoping they have enough that you're going to get fairly compensated. You're hoping your med pay is going to be enough to tide you over together with whatever other insurance or medical access to medical care you have, and you're going to try and take advantage of those. It's going to be very important that you have something that covers those damages. So get your med pay in place. You know, make sure the other side or hope the other side has liability insurance. Make sure you have liability insurance, and then get your UIM in place.
Right. You know, and if you have any questions, you can call us anytime. But also, you can get a copy of our book. We've written six books on injury, six books. Our most recent book is The Definitive Guideline of Colorado Car Insurance. What you need to know. It has picture examples. It has sample policies in the book. It has narrative instructions, narrative parts about the policies, what they mean. And it's a very simple step-by-step guide on insurance. And people call us every week and say, I just have a question on my insurance coverage, and we answer your questions. How cool is that? And we're glad to do it because you need to know. You need to have this information. And so, you know, in one of our books, we talk about myths. So we're talking about a crash. You've been injured in a crash, a car crash. You went to the doctor. The myth, the big myth, or a lot of myths, but one of the biggest is that you say, well, you know, I've been injured. It was not my fault. So surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Surely. I mean, that's what insurance is for. Surely they're going to be fair to me. That is a myth. That is false. That is not true. What is true is you have to prepare the proper foundation to present an injury claim, and this just doesn't happen overnight, and you can't just breeze through these claims. You have to lay the proper foundation. You have to analyze it, investigate it, and you have to have experienced lawyers. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, and from the comfort of your computer, laptop, phone, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's use an example, Brad. You've been injured in a crash. Your medical bills are $40,000 now. You've been treating for a year. Your medical bills are $40,000. The at-fault insurance company won't tell you what the policy limits are, but let's say you eventually find out they're $25,000 and your medical bills alone are $40,000. So how does that work and what do you do?
Well, the first thing is hopefully you have MedPay that's going to pay some of those medical bills down. It's required to have at least $5,000 unless you sign that away. Do not sign it away. Make sure you have it. The amount you're paying for that $5,000 of coverage is minuscule compared to the benefits it can give you, not to mention the fact that if you buy the MedPay and it's used to pay your medical bills, when you recover from the at-fault party, you get to keep that money because you've already bought your insurance. You've already paid for it. But that's one place. Hopefully you have some MedPay that's going to help pay some of this $40,000 bill. You're also going to be looking to your uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage because you're going to be wanting to find out if there's any coverage you have for yourself. You should try to make absolutely sure that you have that money. that you have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. And I just recently been dealing with a case where the liability coverage that my client bought was $100,000, but for some reason my client agreed to take only $50,000 of UM/UIM coverage for himself. So he protected you, the other person, to the extent of $100,000, but protected himself to only the extent of $50,000. I don't know what agent talked him into that, but that was not a good move. You want to make sure you're going to be able to have coverage for yourself, because my client was hit by an uninsured driver, and now he's trying to get coverage and get payment for his injuries.
Right. You know, so in our example, if you have $40,000 of medical bills and $25,000 of liability coverage from the at-fault driver, they may going to pay you the $25,000, maybe not, maybe they're going to fight you. But the point of the matter is, that's not enough insurance coverage. And you are relying on the other person to have adequate insurance coverage to pay you. And so that's why we preach that you should have the highest UIM limits on your own car insurance policy. UIM stands for underinsured motorist coverage, meaning not enough insurance from the at-fault driver. And therefore, you go over and make a claim for all your injuries, damages, and losses against your own car insurance policy for the deficiencies that the at-fault driver didn't have enough insurance. And so that's called UM/UIM coverage. UM stands for uninsured motorists when they have no insurance coverage. All right, so now we're talking about injuries. We're talking about policies and coverages. So you need to find out the insurance coverages. You need to protect yourself. You need to not fall for one of these myths that surely some insurance company is going to protect me and pay me and be fair to me because I was injured. It was not my fault. That's what insurance is for. They're not going to do that. They're going to fight you and try to beat you. They have their own strategy. You should have your own strategy. You should have your own legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept. Brad and I put over 30 years of our experience into that book and into that concept. If you come to our law firm, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you. And that's what you need. You need a strategy to navigate the insurance maze. Bell and Pollock, we are injury lawyers. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado because we are your champions of the people. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. As I said at the top of the show, we are injury attorneys. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience representing injured victims. We've helped a lot of families and injured victims put their lives back together again. And let's be honest, when you have an injury and it's devastating and maybe it affects your work, it affects the entire family. If it affects the spouse, it affects the children. How do you navigate this? You can't just guess. You need a legal game plan. If you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, you can get any of our books there for free. You can download an e-copy of our book free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is email us or call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we'll send you a copy of any of the books, any or all. Some people want all of our books. We send them to you free, hard copy. It's for you. It's the information for you. You know, we did one book, I think it was our first book entitled, Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Make sense to you now? Read that book. You can get it for free. So, Brad, let's talk about causation. People come into our office all the time. They have the crash. We go over the crash. We give them a legal game plan, a strategy, how to approach this. We're with you. We're on your side. we're on your side. And then the insurance company starts to fight and it says, well, yeah, you have a sore neck and a sore back. Yes, we see your medical records, but we don't think this accident really caused, that's a big word, caused. We don't think this accident or crash caused your neck injury or caused your back injury because you ought to be over this by now.
Causation is a major issue in cases. And a lot of times you'll see insurance companies when they're insured is no excuse for the accident and for causing the crash. They will say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and admit liability. Yes, our insured drove improperly, but because that's really not in their hands. They have to rely on a lot of times their insured saying, look, I was wrong. But what they can take over and what they can cause in their whole network is to contest the amount of damages that you have. And the way they contest that is by starting out with saying we didn't cause it. And you know, you try to approach it from a practical point of view, and that doesn't normally work. And when I say that, I'm saying you hope that you're approaching it from, hey, I had no problems when I got in the car. Yeah, every now and then I'd sleep wrong and have an ache or a pain, or I'd do stuff out in the yard, or I'd go play a pickup game of flag football on Thanksgiving Day, or I do stuff and every now and again get aches and pains and soreness, but I had no real injuries. And, you know, maybe, yes, I did go to the doctor to get a muscle relaxant. Well, that time that you went to the doctor to get that muscle relaxant 2 years prior to the crash is now what caused your injuries, according to the insurance company. It's not the crash. So they didn't cause it. And if in fact, you're not faking and you really do have that pain and that problem, then okay, it's because that pickup game of basketball you played that you got the massage therapy for, or you got a chiropractic adjustment for. It's not the car crash that you just experienced, because everybody knows you really don't get hurt from a car crash anyway,
Gary. Right? So that and that's what the insurance companies always say. They attack causation. They attack causation, meaning did this crash really cause your injuries? And one of the ways they do it is to look at pre-existing conditions. And one of the ways they do that is to look at your previous medical records. Did you ever report a neck problem, neck pain, back pain, if you have a neck injury or back injury in this crash? Did you ever report one to your doctor before? Listen, you can be, as Brad said, you could be playing intramural sports. You can be playing sports. You could be doing yoga. You could be doing outdoor activities. You could be hiking. You could be working in the yard. You could be playing with your children. And you suffer, you pulled a muscle. You went and you said, my low back is hurting today. Doctor, that was 6 years ago. The doctor gave you maybe some medication, maybe some therapy, maybe not. And now the insurance company looks at that record from 6 years ago, and you never went back to the doctor in the interim 6 years. You never went back until this crash. And now you've got a low back problem. And they say, well, your low back problem really came from, it wasn't caused by the crash. It really came from you were doing yoga 6 years ago, and you reported a low back problem, and so that's your problem. That's one of the ways they attack causation. So you can beat this. You can win this war. And we can help you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, let's go on the attack here for a second. The insurance company saying that really wasn't caused by this. The 6 years ago, you had a back problem reported. So that must be your problem. It wasn't caused by this crash. And so, you know, ways to fight it. If you can get objective evidence, if there's an MRI, an X-ray, that's objective. If the doctor has an examination and there's a positive facet loading of a facet joint, and there's many ways, we're just touching the surface here. So there are ways, we want you to understand there are ways that you can attack this. You can prove that this crash caused your injuries.
Yeah, and there are ways. And a lot of times those ways are going to mean you're going to have to go to a doctor who is experienced in car crash cases or experienced in traumatic impact cases that understands what happens in a traumatic impact and can discuss whether or not you can and knows how to determine whether or not the injury and the problems you're complaining of have been induced by a traumatic impact. Understand that every doctor out there for the defense side and all the defense is always going to say, if you're at any advanced age at all, and when I say advanced age, I can say into the 30s or 40s, is going to claim that you had some deterioration already of that particular part of your body. First of all, we all start to deteriorate. That's just part of life. Second of all, that's probably the most susceptible to injury. because that is a place where you have a thinner cell. And or and when we talk about the thin shell doctrine, we talk about that. So you understand that that may be where the injury took place, but also understand that that part of your body that was experienced that deterioration may never have given you trouble for the rest of your life. There's plenty of instances where people who don't get in crashes have the deterioration and they get through life without having any significant problems.
It's just like the old fact of when they take an X-ray, you've been injured, you go to the emergency room or you go to your PCP, they take an X-ray or an MRI, and they list that you have DDD, degenerative disc disease. Well, everybody past 25 years old and maybe even younger than that has degenerative disc disease. Problem was, it wasn't symptomatic. You have osteophytes, you have arthritis on your spine. Problem was, it never was symptomatic before this crash. Boom. Then it became symptomatic. How do you prove this? That you can win this war, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to have a legal game plan. You can have a legal game plan with us. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, you can attack this when they say, well, it really was a pre-existing condition. You injured your back 6 years ago doing yoga. You reported it to the doctor. You can say that I didn't have any symptoms in the 6 years in the interim. Then you can prove that there's an MRI that maybe shows you have a compressed disc, maybe a herniated disc, maybe an HNP, herniated nucleus pulposus. Maybe you they show up on the films. Another thing that you can do is we do it all the time is the timing. It's called temporal relationship. When do the symptoms start like this, and what are the symptoms like? So let's explore how you can prove this to the insurance company.
Well, the first thing you're going to have to prove, and I think it's important that you prove, is getting yourself into a situation where you're dealing with experienced people who know what they're talking about and know what things to look for. It's also getting into, if they're available, and they should be available, the MRIs. It's getting into the X-rays. It's getting into the scans that are available to be able to relate the injury to a traumatic event, to the crash, to be able to identify from a temporal standpoint how this all occurred. So you're going to be attacking it from a number of different sources, a number of different authorities to be able to make sure that you're able to prove that it's actually the crash that caused it. I really believe the mechanism of injury and the temporal relationship is one of the first ones you have to get into. Yeah. Did you have problems before? And if so, how long before? If it's more than 6 months, forget about it. And if you started having it because of the crash, that's something you need to document, and that's very good evidence.
Right. You need to look at this and you need to be able to prove it. But objective examinations by doctors are one way. Temporal relationship, i.e. the symptoms just started right after the accident, right after the crash. And a lot of people say they started the next day. I went home. I told the police officer I wasn't even injured. I went home. I got up and I couldn't even hardly get up. I couldn't hardly get out of bed. There are ways to prove this. There are ways to fight and win this war. Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. And we're going to talk about after the break about reporting symptoms, and we're going to follow up that with that on next week on reporting symptoms. How important is that and what you need to know? We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience doing injury work, helping injured victims put their lives back together again, and we can help you. We can give you a free initial consultation, and we can give you a free legal game plan, a strategy or strategies that you can follow that you'll know what you're doing. It's that simple. Let's talk about these medical records, Brad. And one of the ways you can prove when the insurance company starts attacking causation, meaning that the accident, according to the insurance company, didn't really cause your injuries, it must have been something else. When you look at your records, the insurance company look to see what symptoms you reported after the crash. And if you have symptoms you didn't report, but they were there, then they're going to use that against you.
It's so important that you report your injuries and you report them accurately to your doctors and to your medical care providers every step of the way. Because if you don't report them, then the insurance company is going to accuse you of getting it tied into something where you're lying about it and where you're making up false statements and false reporting. It's just something you have to do is get your injuries reported. Start from the minute that somebody shows up at the accident scene. And even if you don't want to go in the ambulance, if you don't want to go to the emergency room, start with it. The minute it happens, call your doctor, report the problems, see what the doctor says, and follow his advice.
Right, and there are ways to win this war. You can win the war, but you have to understand first and primarily it is a war. They don't want to pay you. No insurance company is going to be fair to you. They're going to try to get away with as little as possible. It's that simple. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. A free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack, Champions of the People. We'll see you next week. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.